For they have come. Think but how holy you must be, from whom the voice for God calls lovingly unto your brother, that you may awake in him the voice that answers to your call. And think how holy he must be when in him sleeps your own salvation, with his freedom joined. Love, however much you wish he be condemned, God is in him. And never will you know he is in you as well while you attack his chosen home and battle with his host. Regard him gently. Look with loving eyes on him who carries Christ within him, that you may behold his glory and rejoice that heaven is not separate from you. Look, is it too much to ask a little trust for him who carries Christ to you, that you may be forgiven all your sins and left without a single one you cherish still? Forget not that a shadow held between your brother and yourself obscures the face of Christ and a memory of yourself with God. And would you trade them for an ancient hate? The ground whereon you stand is holy ground because of them who, standing there with you, have blessed it with their innocence and their peace. The blood of hatred fades to let the grass grow green again, and let the flowers be all white and sparkling in the summer sun. What was a place of death has now become a living temple in a world of light because of them. It is their presence which has lifted holiness again to take its ancient place upon an ancient throne. Because of them have miracles sprung up as grass and flowers on the barren ground that hate had scorched and rendered desolate. What hate has wrought have they undone. And now you stand on ground so holy that heaven leans to join with it and make it like itself. The shadows of an ancient hate have gone, and all the blight and withering have passed forever from the land when they have come. What is 1,000 years, or 100, or 1,000,000, or 14,000,000,000 to them, or tens of thousands? And they have come. Time's purpose is fulfilled. What never was passed. passes to nothingness when they have come. What hatred claimed is given up to love, and freedom lights up every living thing and lifts it into heaven, where the light grows brighter as each one comes home, and the incomplete is made complete again. And heaven's joy has been increased because of what is its own has been at last restored to it. Here we are. The bloodiest earth is cleansed, and the insane have shed their garments of insanity to join them on the ground where you are standing. Heaven is grateful for the gifts of what has been withheld so long, for they have come to gather in their own. What has been locked is open. What was held apart from light is given up, that light may shine on it and leave no space nor distance lingering between the light of heaven and of earth. One more sentence. The holiest of all the spots on earth is where an ancient hatred has become a present love. And they come quickly to the living temple, where a home for them has been set up. There is no place in heaven holier. And they have come to dwell within the temple, offered them to be their resting place as well as yours. What hatred has released to love becomes the brightest light in heaven's radiance, and all of lights in heaven brighter grow in gratitude for what they have been restored to them. In efforts of the recognition of the beautiful reading that we have attempted to accomplish, in a recognition of they. I'm glad you're here. Shall we practice together the solution that they have found in the idea of the inevitable present of ourselves in identity with ourselves, and the discovery within the framework of our idea of a dream in which we were participating with each other in body form, that they have come? I'm particularly glad that you're here with me now, and the evidence that we intend to attempt, okay, to add to the idea of an increase in the frequency of the recognition of yourself within that body formulation. The progress that you have made in the, what we call the transitional period of a miracle of A Course in Miracles association of self-concept that we showed you just in the preceding idea, that you are going to be and have been making a comparison between how you viewed yourself as a body formulation that was within arrangement of the idea of a reflection of light that there was available to you, with me, through the practice of this. And I'm representing myself now as the master teacher of A Course in the miracle of the conversion of your mind through a demonstration of the resurrection and conversion of light form by a single mind in an identity of the availability of an alternative of what appears to be our light reference with ourself. When you want to practice with me, say to me, they have come. Let me hear you.
They have come.
That was it. Where are they? All around us. Thank you. Thank you for that new bright light. Do you intend to represent with me the idea that they have come at last? Are you going to let me represent to you the idea that you appear to be in the body conceptual formulation of yourself in the light reflection of what you think you are? Are you with me with this? I'm teaching so that you can get a description of this. The message of the mind training of my Savior, the manner in which I came to know who I am, with recognition within a light factor of a momentary, perfect body reflection of light. Say that to me, perfect body. Perfect body in a momentary reflection of light for which I have been searching. The light has come. I am healed. And I can heal. The light has come. They, reflections of light correspondence of temporal ideas of matrix association of light, are what they are. You have decided with me that there is a procedure possible within the concept that you're holding about yourself in the immediacy of the possibility of it, in the factoring of the ideas of separation of cause and effect, in descriptions of what we term dark light ideas, have not, perhaps, until that moment, given me a true reflection of they. Are you with me? It's a real privilege for me to return, and I am returning, obviously. If they have come in a new idea about yourself, it must be that the they that are returning in another sequence of space-time have evolved within themselves a new decision mechanism that allows them to assume a title of responsibility for an individual dedication of self-recognition. Remember the word anthropic? The idea that we've all come from a single source? Have we all come from a single source?
Yes.
Are we all here simply because whatever it is, whatever we may describe it is, we're all finally from the same place in space-time, just as we are finally from everything that God created within our relationship of love for each other, as we intend to demonstrate as we change the frequency of light evidence. Good. We change the frequency of light evidence of what we want to see in a new vision that they have come. Have they in truth come? Are you in truth representing within your own mind a self-recognition of how before you had proclaimed an idea of duplicity in the idea that the reflections of light that you were getting within the organization of your own mind were in its most basic nature and need totally chaotic? Are you at the point in your own mind where you're going to acknowledge all of your attempts to organize yourself within your individual conceptual idea about who you are always simply result in the loss of the momentary idea of self-containment that has held you in the bondage of the idea of termination within the light reflection? I'm teaching, as you know, the message of my Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you're very much aware of, in his testimony about his own resurrecting body. The manner in which we were describing it to you was contained in the beautiful message of our Course in Miracles that originates from outside this organization of time, but has now become more readily understandable to you in your determination to let a new reflection of yourself enter back in to your correspondence of what you want to believe about yourself. Now, the evidence that I'm appearing as a master teacher from outside of this framework of time can be nothing but my recognition, along with yours, that obviously the frame of time, which in you find yourself in the picturing of the containment of reflections of light, by which you there began to reassociate they have come, are showing you instantly that in the simple fact of the matter, shall we practice? Look with me in reflection of light. This is not where you're from. My Savior, Jesus, here you, appearance of light reflection of yourself has accumulated in the message that we're hearing with each other, in a transition from what appears to be illuminate body formulation of reflection, the inevitability of a mutual causation of our individual self that are now showing us a better vision. Now, say to me, they.
They.
Yeah, they, those guys out there. Who are all in that chaos? Who are all those guys out here? What am I saying within an image of my body formulation that I know is a consciousness in which I have been successful at appearing within an illusion of my body form, where I see other illusions of body form in which I find correspondence of a purpose of consciousness for which I am evident in my identity of myself? That just shifted in your mind at that moment was a successful application of the idea of training to a new conception of how you're looking at yourself in relationship with the transition that is going to occur in the inevitable recognition that the moment of transition, say to me, immediacy. Yes, the immediacy of that transition is direct evidence that there's a new factor of light that has made it possible within the sequence of the dreaming state in which I find myself, I can see you out there as a better reflection of what I am. Will you listen with me? They have come. I'm going to complete it just for the joy of the completion of it, because you've come into me in this final sequence through the transformation of your own mind and are at this time giving me every indication that you have, I'm going to use the term, we'll practice a little religious idea. Say to me, I have resurrected. That's okay. Yeah. Well, how did I resurrect? I was in a physical body representation of myself, in the chaos of observation of myself, in a storyline in which I justified my relationship with fear, which I am. Why wouldn't I be afraid? When I came into this contingency of time, I immediately was aware that I didn't know who I was, where I had come from, and what I was doing. I was also aware that I appeared to be alive. I was also aware that I appeared to be a consciousness of a body identity that was then taught within a frequency of space and time, that I lived within an occupancy of the idea of my body formulation. Now, the idea of the illusionary nature of the idea of reflection of light would almost immediately be obvious to me, because I was able to look out into the universe and see correspondences of body identity of light that were much more powerful in the idea of the light reflection I was getting within my own mind. Yet at that time, I seemed to be trapped in a memory of myself, of consciousness, where while I didn't know who I was or how I had got there, I was very conscious of the idea, okay, that I was me. Thank you. There, good. In other words, you're going to be you no matter how you proceed. And the idea of the immediacy of other than you are what have caused you to hold on to a sequence of idea where the reflection you're getting about the correspondence of your body form, although you know it will dissipate in a continuing reillusion of yourself, have been unable to see that at last, from outside of this framework of time, in this sequence idea of an idea of location in space-time, a new entrance from outside of this procedure, a stranger, someone you did not momentarily recognize, has entered into your frame. And because of the practice of the continuing illusionary nature of yourself, although you did not immediately recognizing him, this is my Savior, Jesus Christ, are you listening with me, conceptual mind? You invited him in. Now, the moment you extended him an invitation, although you did not recognize him in the illusionary fame of yourself, it increased the frequency of what? The recognition of yourself. Because the recognition of yourself is and cannot be the recognition, once more, that we come from a single source. One more time, the word anthropic. No matter how much evidence you use, we're all finally going to come from that light of the power of a single source. Yes, they have come. Yes, we can't listen to it just for a couple of more minutes now in this mind training of the Course. Listen. The holiest of all the spots on earth is where an ancient hatred has become a present love. And they come quickly to the living temple where a home for them has been set up. And there is no place in heaven holier. And they have come to dwell within the temple, offered them to be their resting place as well as yours. What hatred has released to love becomes the brightest light in heaven's radiance. And all the lights in heaven brighter grow in gratitude for what has been restored. Listen, around you angels hover lovingly to keep away all darkened thoughts of sin and keep the light where it is entered in. And your footprints lighten up the world, for where you walk, forgiveness gladly goes with you. No one on earth but offers thanks to one who has restored his home and sheltered him from bitter winter and the freezing cold. And shall the Lord of heaven and his Son give less in gratitude for so much more? Now is the temple of the living God rebuilt as host again to him by whom it was created. Where he dwells, his Son dwells with him, never separate. And they give thanks that they are welcome made at last. Where stood a cross, stands now the risen Christ, and ancient scars are healed within his sight. An ancient miracle has come to bless and to replace an ancient enmity that came to kill. In gentle gratitude, do God, the Father, and the Son return to what is theirs and will forever be. Now is the Holy Spirit's purpose done, for they have come, for they have come at last. They have come to be present with us in this time and place in which this new vision of light has been given to a teacher of God in his recognition of himself in a whole new parameter of light where we share together the idea that time lasted just for that moment in our minds. And we are now in an ascension through a conversion of the light formulation. I'm going to leave you just for a moment in that bright reflection. Will that be all right? The interlude now in which I intend to represent you as the master teacher will be a correspondence you can now find with yourself in the possibility that they would be available to you in the immediacy of a new satellite of light that's going to reflect back to you the ideas that you were trapped in time. In that little interlude, it's going to last that long, you suddenly are going to turn and recognize the one idea you had in your mind that hatred and pain was necessary. Very simply because God is going with us wherever we go, being the mind in which we are processing the data of our own self-conception in the conversion of the mind training. So we could say together in this reflection, God, bless us, each and every one. Stand by. You, who are now the bringer of salvation, have the function of bringing light to darkness. The darkness in you has been brought to light. Carry it back to darkness from the holy instant to which you brought it. We are made whole in our desire to make whole. Let not time worry you, for all the fear that you and your brother experience is really past. Time has been readjusted to help us do together what your separate past would hinder. You have gone past fear now, for no two minds can join in the desire for love without love's joining them. Not one light in heaven but goes with you. Not one ray that shines forever in the mind of God, but shines on you. Heaven is joined with you in your advance to heaven. When such great lights have joined with you to give the little spark of your desire, the power of God Himself, can you remain in darkness? One more idea, you are coming home. home together after a long and meaningless journey that you undertook apart and that led you absolutely nowhere. You have found your brother, and you will light each other's ways. And from the light will the great rays extend back into darkness and forward unto God to shine away the past and so make room for His eternal presence, in which everything is radiant in the light. And you're still with me. That was just an interlude in a moment of time, wasn't it? Thank you. The joy that many of you are experiencing in the presence of this are nothing but momentary ideas of solutions we are reaching within our concept of ourself that previously had denied us. Shall we teach? Can I teach just a little bit about the resurrection that is occurring through the saviorship of Jesus, in the conversion of the idea of the chaos of the crucifixion of your body identity with yourself, in which you maintain stories about the pain and loneliness and loss that you feel within your own mind concept that you now use to represent an idea about your own body formulation. Now hear me, that an increase in the practice of the miracle of self-determination about who you cannot not be, you have decided to continually alter within your own mind the ideas that you have about yourself in order that a better reflection of light, now we're teaching just for a moment, we call this a hologram of light. All around you are reflections of ideas, of procedures of light, in which you have located within your own mind identity ideas about views in correspondence with yourself, visions, ideas of frames of light by which you maintain a self-identity of who you think you are in that correspondence. They have come. Have you been successful at a continuing reassociation within your own mind identity through a practice of acceptance for the inevitability of the individual responsibility of yourself with yourself? It's not easy, is it? Did you just have a moment of joy? Was it immediately covered by your determination to remain within that body form? You're going to let me teach you just a little bit about a message that I obtained in my own resurrection of mine by the acceptance of the inevitability that the process of the data of conceptual self-recognition of myself was actually the power of the universe. Are we going to say anthropic again? Sure. All of our evidence now seems to indicate that there was a moment in all of space-time where you were recognized, practice, in your entirety of a single location, using the power of the entirety of energy-light association, in a moment of complete darkness that was immediately transcended into the light that you are. Will you say that with me? What surprises me, we guys love the idea of conceptual science identity. So do I. But somewhere in our consciousness identity of body form, we're going to have to admit that we appear to occupy our body. Yet it's constantly changing within the idea of the formulation of how we see ourselves within this picture that is reflecting back to us a darker light association in which we peer in an unknowing fashion about the truth of what we must be, if in fact we are emanating from that single source. It's as simple as this. The practice of being determined to obtain within yourself a more simple and better advantageous idea about conceptual solutions you want within your own mind are nothing but your individual determination not to continue to suffer conflictual ideas about limitations of light or the formulation of what we term space-time in the simple process of the recognition that the power of your mind to decide the outcome that you want is yours to make. And you're back with me now, and I intend to use a particular word that you are going to find perhaps offensive in the idea of the possibility that life could be the little containment of yourself in space-time. That it would be possible for you in the conflict of your own sequential mind, first of all, not to know who you are, and second, to maintain because you don't know who you are, you must somehow perish or disappear in the light idea of yourself, in the matrix of energy where which in you continue to hold reflections of yourself. Here comes the word. Are you ready for it? Conceptual consciousness identity. Shall we practice together? Say to me, I'm guilty. Say it.
I'm guilty.
Are you guilty? Yeah. Shall we share what you're guilty of? You're guilty of being yourself. Could you see it with me? Could you see that with me? Up. Are you guilty of being yourself in that correspondent? How do you feel about yourself being guilty? Well, I can be guilty and still love, can't I? In other words, the reflection of I'm light that I'm getting about you contain elements in which I am admitting that I am guilty. And the reason that I am guilty is because I am in a conceptual observation. Can we use one more word that's associated directly with the idea of guilt? Shall I? You want to say it to me? Say to me, judgment.
Judgment.
Yeah. Thank you for that. We're guilty right now, aren't we, Mr. Cameraman, Mr. Idea of shining down onto this frequency of the formulation of the idea of a story that I intend to tell you as the master teacher entering into this framework where I am going to have to assume the title in self-recognition of my body form, then I'm guilty? Say that again to me. I'm guilty.
I'm guilty.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm guilty of being myself. I'm conscious of an idea about myself in my need to love and maintain an identity of myself. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of judging you. Now, the idea that I am going to be guilty of love in our association perhaps could be recognized by the love that I'm feeling for you with the body identity that we were momentarily separate from us in associations of space-time, where I was born into this world. Come on now, human. I'm speaking to you as a body form. I lived within that sequence of time about what I was, and I died. A strange idea. What a strange place to be in. where you have retained a recognition within your own body form of coming into an idea about yourself. Let's use the term ancestor. They call me the master teacher. I'm a teacher of accumulated ancestry recognition of myself in body form, in stories that all human beings tell about themselves, in ideas of who they are. You're saying this with me? And we picture ourselves in individual episodes of light correspondence. Shall I teach guilt again? Where we are obviously guilty of maintaining separate bodies in the idea that the reflection of ourself within the formulation, let's use the word quantum just for a moment, that in the universe, the idea of instantaneous communication of body form is possible, let's use another word, resurrection, in a momentary recognition that they, you now, in this new continuum of time, have come into this frequency where I recognized you. Now, how close was that connected to guilt? Directly and immediately. The manner in which you identify yourself conceptually in the protection that you exercise in order to maintain the conflict that's expressed in the idea of your body formulation or why you're here. Yeah, you're guilty. Would you like to hear how it's actually represented in the certainty of my mind? You're guilty of being yourself in space-time. You're guilty of the longevity of the recognition of your body formulation in a memory that you maintain about my correspondence with you. The practice of the idea that the causation of not only space-time, but of the universe is only contained within my own mind, have advanced the idea of mind training in a new idea that I can have about my formulation with you that will allow me to understand the totality of possibility in the idea that what I see out there has simply reduced me to a correspondent of a reflection of body form that is in truth totally illusionary. Yes, I'm guilty of loving you. Now, how guilty will I be in the identity of myself as being, let's say, innocent of my guilt? Being innocent of your guilt is impossible in the sense that your innocence is not being established within a space-time frame. And if you bring it to the attention, would simply be that you have recognized your own innocence in the power of mind that you now exercise as the single source of reality in the recognition of your own salvation of body form, which is actually what you are. If you're going to be guilty with me now and you want the fracturedism of the idea, let yourself just for that moment to be entirely guilty. Now, the idea that you would be entirely guilty cannot not begin with the practice of recognition of the causation of yourself. But the idea that you're the cause of it in its entirety increases the frequency of guilt that you cannot not feel about your need to love each other. And the idea of sin or separation that I just offered you is simply the idea that we will come together within this frame, we will love one another, We will suffer joy and happiness. We will recognize each other in the family ideas we have about ourselves within this continuum of light form, and we will die. We will disappear. We will lose the recognition of who we are, though we recognize somewhere deep within us that we come from a single source, so that the light that is actually with us, we brought with us when we came into this time frame. And as we begin to practice the conversion of the concept of ourself, the light grows brighter. Listen with me, body formulation, in my determination that through the practice we are about to recognize each other, for they have come, entered the chaos, converted individual body recognitions in bright acceptance of your individual responsibility, we immediately forgive ourselves of the guilt that we felt, which was actually our own guilt, and in that moment of love, we merge into an intensity of light of which I may not speak conceptually, but it's possible for you at this moment. In the admission that you came into this sequence, you saw the light of you, and you disappeared. And this old world is over and gone. And what? They, the new ideas that we're sharing, have come back so that we may recognize each other in the converting nature in the resurrection of Jesus, in his determination of your innocence, that we now see together through his individual transformation of body that he now asks you to share. And as this teacher of God, having had the experience of the revelation of my own mind, along with you, we appear together and share the mission for which we have assumed the role as a teacher of a course in miracles. Listen. If you did not feel guilty, you could not attack, for condemnation is the root of attack. It is the judgment of one mind by another as unworthy of love and deserving of punishment. But herein lies the split. For the mind that judges perceives itself as separate from the mind being judged, believing that by punishing another, it will escape punishment. All of this is but the delusional attempt of the mind to deny itself and to escape the penalty of denial. It is not an attempt to relinquish denial, but to hold on to it. For it is guilt that has obscured the Father to you, and it is guilt that has driven you insane. You might as well hear it from me, because this is what I teach. The acceptance of guilt into the mind of God's Son was the beginning of the separation, just as the acceptance of the at-one-ment is its end. Listen, the world you see is the delusional system of those made mad by guilt. Look carefully at this world, you now human, and you will realize that this is so. For this world is the symbol of punishment, and all the laws that seem to govern it are the laws of death. Children are born into it through pain and in pain. Their growth is attended by suffering, and they learn of sorrow and separation and death, and their minds seem to be trapped in their brain, and its power to decline if their bodies are hurt. They seem to love, yet they desert and are deserted. They appear to lose what they love, perhaps the most insane belief at all. And their bodies wither and gasp and are laid into the ground, and they're no more. Look, and not one of them but has thought that God is cruel. I'm beset. The idea that it was necessary for me to momentarily confront you with your conceptual identity of yourself. And listen with me. There's no possibility that consciously, with in your own mind that you are not aware of your own perfection. Now, the manner in which that comes to be true are very simply a decision that you must make within your own conceptual idea of the formulation of your consciousness, association of body form, and how you want to see yourself. I'm called the master teacher. I'm a reflection of a conceptual mind, as well as you, as well as our Savior Jesus, who has undergone a devastating experience in a very fundamental admission that the world that appeared to be out there, from which I was defending myself within my own mind, was actually only my own mind. So that as a teacher of God in the instruction of the message of the Saviorship of Jesus Christ, all I could possibly representing to you within the story procedure by which you have shared with me the idea of the passion of the Christ in crucifixion of body form could in reality be nothing whatsoever except the necessity for you within the idea you have about yourself in the necessity of the fundamental admission of causation that is emanating for the moment in which you appeared to be separate within your body form, the simple truth of this. My love for you within my mind and my responsibility that I am whole and perfect as I was created will hopefully, as a teacher of God, give you a better reflection of how we are now seeing each other in the mind training, wherein the reasonableness of a procedure of ideas that we have about ourself, which are what guilt is. In other words, I am guilty of an idea about myself. Listen. I'm going to leave you now just for a couple of minutes, and I'm going to come back, and I intend to demonstrate to you the entirety of the guilt that you are feeling about your consciousness in an effort we will employ in the mind training of an idea about who you are within yourself that is somewhere deep down within you that you have been fearful of using because it would be the loss of the idea or the guilt of your body formulation that you intend to hold on to express the possibility of your own termination in body form. Although we are in agreements within our sequence of time that our body is changing all the time. As this teacher, as the master teacher, the light that you just accepted from me obviously have nothing to do with our body formulation. So now, when we come back, any guilt that we are feeling, we are going to recognize is in the power of our mind to change our idea about how we want to look within our own formulation. Because God, the mind of the power, that they have come and are now appearing with us in this new frequency of reflected light, are showing us the entirety of the guilt that we previously thought about ourselves as we assume the role of being guilty as the only living Son of God. Shall we say it together? God, bless us, each and every one.